We don't want our son to be a poster boy for the legalization of anything. There was violence here. We want to stop funding the violence.
An emotional Michael Stewart, the father of Matthew David Stewart, was surprised at the outpouring of support for his son Thursday evening.
We're hopeful that the truth is going to come out and he's going to be exonerated. That's what I'm hopeful. I want my son back.
Do you feel like there is a chance?
Yeah.
Stewart is charged with aggravated murder and the death of Ogden officer Jared Frankham during a January 4th shootout with officers who were serving a search warrant for marijuana plants. He's also charged with 7 counts of attempted aggravated murder. Erna Stewart, Stewart's sister-in-law, said the current methods used by law enforcement have proven dangerous for all. She and others called for the defeat of Weber County Attorney Dee Smith, who is running for Utah Attorney General as a Democrat. And she hopes the team of supporters calling itself Keep the Peace can convince Ogden City to cut ties with the Weber Morgan Narcotics Strike Force.
We hope our elected representatives, who are in charge of spending our city tax dollars, will choose to withdraw these funds from violent strike forces and instead fund nonviolent problem-solving programs. We would like to work hard to restore the title of peace officers to our local law enforcement.
Speaking on KCPW's Politics Up Close, Weber County Attorney Dee Smith said he disagrees with claims the incident could have been prevented. He says, in general, the only way to stop that behavior is to get inside the house and seize the drugs.
You have to develop the probable cause, you have to get the warrant, then you have to go in, and you know, they can be dangerous situations. But, you know, I don't know of another way for them to solve those problems that are going on in the community.
Nearly every person who attended the gathering spoke in favor of decriminalizing marijuana, including Andrew McCullough, a libertarian who's also running for Utah Attorney General, and David Godridge, a former Los Angeles narcotics officer and member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Tally Vitas, a substance abuse counselor who specialized in court-ordered defendants, abstains from drugs and alcohol, but would also like to see marijuana legalized.
Really, I'd like to see substance use and abuse treated as a medical issue rather than a legal issue, because technically substance abuse or addiction is a form of mental illness. And so we're just so off base with the way we're handling this problem.
Several of Stewart's neighbors described him as kind and easygoing, adding he did not have frequent visitors, leading many to believe he was not a drug dealer. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.